dude is completely unhinged and delusional. Didn't even mention the 10 missing or deceased sailors. It was all about me, me, me. What an embarrassment to the United States. Hello, thank you for joining me today on Just Thinking Out Loud. That was me reading comments on YouTube and Reddit from people who really don't like President Trump. I listened to what the President of the United States had to say tonight in Phoenix. He spent 30 plus minutes declaring war on the media. He threatened to shut down the government if he doesn't get funding for his wall. He painted himself as a victim in Charlottesville while failing to say the full name of the one true victim, Heather Heyer. He touted his unprecedentedly minimal legislative achievements while attacking Obama, Democrats, and even Republican senators, calling them obstructionists. Our president continued to sow division one night after calling for national unity. That makes 2 Mondays in a row he has read from a teleprompter, and 2 Tuesdays in a row he has told us what he actually thinks. One can only imagine what he'll say or do next Tuesday, but if the pattern continues, it will likely be an unhinged display of incompetence, insensitivity, and delusion. Trump supporters are terrifying. The problem with calling Trump narcissistic is that he's actually speaking the voice and opinion of many people. I know you think these people are crazy and delusional, but they are your neighbors, and you need to learn how to live with them. Reading people's comments and seeing how angry and upset they are at Trump and his supporters made me want to just go outside and just check something. I'm gonna go and check something right now. Yeah, I was right. The sky is still blue. It's not falling. The birds are chirping and it's really pretty. It's a nice, beautiful, sunny day. No one is coming and knocking at my door because we aren't in a civil war or in a state of emergency, at least over here. I don't see the world falling down in the way that people say it is. I also think that people are deliberately ignoring the complexity of the fact that, for example, at the Charlottesville rally, there were not only white supremacists and neo-Nazis. There were people there who were doing other things. And I do think that people hide behind those labels who are still those things, even if they don't term themselves as that. I still see them as that. But that's not everybody. And this is something that happens on both sides. Both sides are always calling each other racist. You can't just attach that label to a group because different people support the same things for different reasons. And just because your family does it for that reason does not mean that other people do it for the same reason. There was this one comment on the Reddit thread that made me want to make this video. I just hate the fact that my parents fall into this category. My father thinks the protesters were paid to be there tonight. He thinks neo-Nazis and Black Lives Matter are equivalents and that the protesters are paid to be there. The guy votes for anyone with an R next to their name, even if he doesn't know who they are. He's against the popular vote because New York and California would determine the president, which suppresses the votes of the conservatives. Which is ironic because in believing that he's okay with suppressing the votes of anyone who disagrees with him. My mother also isn't innocent in this either. She couldn't decide between Clinton and Trump because she heard some soundbites of Hillary Clinton saying something to a mother of a Benghazi victim and it was mean. She thinks removing Confederate statues is removing history, and her defense of that notion was, you can't always be right, referring to liberals having an opinion about something and protesting until they get their way, in this case wanting statues and monuments taken down. When I tried to tell her that they represent an act of treachery, she wouldn't budge, clinging to this it's history argument. It's been said on various other threads, but I'll say it again. The only good thing that came out of Trump being elected was that it revealed to those who are a cancer in our society. Those who lack any ability to think critically, and those who are truly horrible people. Those who are too spoiled to understand how other people are hurt and influenced by racism and oppression. It just sucks for those of us who realize that they are our parents and family members. I don't know what to do. If these people were not my parents, I wouldn't speak to them again. I'd leave them behind and let them bathe in their ignorance and stupidity. Your family is not the world. Just because you don't see your parents' opinions and arguments as valid, it does not make those opinions and arguments invalid. It is actually possible for 2 people to look at the exact same information and see it differently and feel different things from it. And I really wanted to bring this up because I've had at least 3 persons in my real life mention something along these lines to me, that being that their family they think their family is racist for whatever reason. I can't validate that because I don't know firsthand what goes down. And so when they think about Trump and Trump supporters, they immediately attach that image of their parents. But your family is not the world. You also need to remember that these are people who you are living with. You are going into the supermarket with them. They're your neighbors and you go to the movies with them. And they're also walking around the world being polite and being a citizen of society. Do you really think that they're that crazy? Because when you talk about them like that, calling them stupid and ignorant and saying that they're a cancer to society, you are completely dehumanizing these people. So it makes it okay for you to not listen to them, not see their arguments as valid. And that's not really fair. And it also goes the other way. There are many people who talk about libtards or think that everyone who is on the left is really regressive and a social justice warrior. And we really are different people and think differently, but it doesn't make us stop being human beings. Thomas Sowell actually goes into detail about the division in the country and how people fundamentally see the world and the political process differently in his book, A Conflict of Visions. And also he talks about the intellectuals and society, which I briefly did a video on. Even though I know that I would support specific policies, that doesn't make me stop seeing the other person as a human being and a person that isn't stupid and moronic and whatever other terrible terms people come up with. There is such a clear divide between people and the ones they talk about. They say they can't understand why people vote for Trump, and they can't understand how anybody cannot see how unhinged and delusional he is. And the thing I have to say about that is you probably can't understand because you're not listening and because you refuse to see people who disagree with you and have different opinions as having valid opinions. And that's not fair, because why should they think that your opinions are valid if you're not even willing to listen to theirs? People who talk like this don't realize that they are also contributing to the division in society. And the other thing too is that, I'm sorry, but it's supposed to be like a lot of people are total sore losers. There was an election, whether or not you think he got the popular vote, and that's the way it has always been, and you lost. You need to suck it up. You know, I'm kind of in an interesting position because all of the people who I went to school with are liberals. A lot of the Americans that I became friends with when I first came here because of the school I went to was very liberal or more on the left. But then in the work environment I work with, there are also a lot of people who are on the right and who are Trump supporters. And you know what? They're both kind of nice. I kind of more agree with the people who are on the right about there being limited government or just not seeing the world in the same way and in terms of immigration and those kinds of topics. The way that I personally decide if I want them in my life is how they react when I tell them how I feel about certain things and how explosive they are about it. I am not sure when insulting people and calling them names became debates and public discourse, because it's not. I must say this certainly with a tear in my eye. While we respected the USA a lot in the last centuries, we just shake our head over here in Germany. Trump has managed to destroy the trust international community has given the US. It pains me to watch from the outside. It scares me to see someone like this in the oldest democracy we have. Is it the oldest democracy? Stay strong, America. We got by a lunatic too. Certainly it stigmatized us, but things are different today. Yours truly, a German friend and admirer. You see, probably these comments, like saying yours truly a German friend that I admire, not everybody who's German thinks like you. It's very interesting seeing this political divide because everybody claims to support identity politics, but most people really feel comfortable with people who share their political views, not their features or homeland or of origin. It's very, very interesting, actually. My Trump-supporting father makes fun of the people who cried after the election. This is why I cried. I'm mourning my country. We were never perfect, but we were making strides in the right direction. Now we're taking huge steps back. I don't know what strides you think were being made in the right direction, but that's your opinion, and other people might feel differently about it. Oh my God, there's this one comment in this entire thing I've been reading that says, I don't know, I think he's competent. The numbers in unemployment, GDP, quarterly growth, illegal immigration numbers don't lie. Obviously, immigration is controversial, sure, but you have to respect the fact that he was elected to do that. Same for the withdrawal of the TPP or the Paris Accord. He did them in the first 6 months. How long did it take Obama to close Gitmo? I don't know what that is. I think he suffers from image distortion because, honest to God, I don't see what he did that is so incompetent he should be fired. So this person is the only person on here making this comment. And I think the same thing happens when there's the other side and then this one other person come and like squeaks. Oh, but this is why I think the way I do. People just keep saying no, they don't have reasons. They're delusional, they're stupid, they're moronic, they're a cancer on society. Just stop. You are so in division as well. You are contributing to it. No duh. Someone said, they are trying to take away our history and our heritage. Yep, the President of the United States of America just claimed the armed rebel faction that fought against the actual US government and our Constitution as our history and heritage. Donald Trump and his fascist supporters. These labels, man, and if there are people who do think that he's taking away their history and heritage, they have the right to think that. They do. I've said this in other threads, but it bears repeating. This was one of the most embarrassing moments in American history. I know there are lots of people who talk about Trump having emboldened racists, but I don't think that's very fair because he did not put those ideas into their heads. They were emboldened by him. There is a difference between that and saying that he emboldened them. He's not the reason why they have those thoughts. And at the same time, you can't ignore the fact that not everybody who supports him is racist. That's not really fair. And I've heard a lot of people say this, that the left doesn't play fair. And I think it's true. I think that they just attach labels to people to dismiss what they're saying. And I think that the right does this a little bit too when they, for example, will say, talk about the regressive left or snowflakes or SJWs. However, the right doesn't have as much influence on the mainstream media and popular culture, so it does not have the same impact. I think that a lot of people are simply projecting onto Trump all the negative qualities that they think he may possess or that they think he might have because people that they know possess those qualities and they like him. He's a man with probably virtues and flaws just like everybody else. And me personally, when I think about public figures, I think to myself that I can't know them because I really can't. Like, I cannot know what makes someone the way they are. I can get hints of it, but I can't truly know what makes them the way they are, or their motivations behind the things that they do. And then the other thing too is that you're also dismissing the opinions of a vast number of people who are in your country and living with you. And they are supporting him for a reason. Maybe you should try and figure out why. And the reason that you can't understand why they're supporting him is because you're not listening. You're just listening to your side of the issue. It's not just because they're whatever label you're going to put on them that demeans their moral character or highlights their moral failings, and I guess points out that yours is so much better. That's not listening to what they have to say. And you can disagree to disagree, but still understand that that person's opinion is valid. And also, when it comes to facts, that is important in terms of where you get your source, and you might be looking at different sources of information. But from what I see, I think that people do actually look at the same sources of information. They just still see the world differently. And that's actually quite normal for that to happen in a society. I just wanted to make this video because people need to stop pretending that the other side has no reason for doing what they do. I don't see Trump as being narcissistic. I don't like everything about him. But I also don't think I know everything about him. And quite frankly, I don't really care that much about someone's personality. I care more about the things that they are going to do. And I also understand that I see the world differently and would want things to be put in place that another person is like, no, that's insane. But I don't actually think that the other person is insane. I get that they have a different experience and they see the world differently, or they have different information, or they go to different sources, etc. So thank you for watching. I have one more thing I want to say. Hope that you can hear me. There's been this great storm that's been going on lately, and it's been really affecting me, and I really need your help. This is a public service announcement from justthinkingoutloud.tv/donate. Due to recent free speech outages, I haven't been able to keep the lights on. So if you could please head over to justthinkingoutloud.tv/donate and make a one-time contribution, or you can donate for as little as $1 per month. That's $1 per month, and help the channel. I appreciate your support. Thank you. Bye. I am so embarrassed that this is my country's president. Get him out. I'm still shocked anyone actually voted for this moron. I didn't like Clinton much, but seriously, how dumb are you to listen to this guy for longer than 20 seconds and think he'd be competent? Trump voters are the dumbest Americans who have ever lived. No hyperbole.
But Trump base loves this kind of behavior. They hate brown people and cheer when they get deported or even better, shot like a dog in the streets. That Arpaio was defying the federal government is just icing on the cake for them. He's a hero. Now he's going to try the only thing he knows how to do. Throw a fit and try to intimidate the country into doing what he says. Try it, you fat orange piece of...